cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, Bruce in Wisconsin pledges $50. Thank you, Bruce. Folks, we're running out of time. We've got less than an hour. We've got about, we've got about 45 minutes left. We will be here, though, up until midnight tonight. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. I got to make a couple quick announcements. Doers of the Word, this Sunday we will not have an evening service this Sunday. We're going to have baptisms and a picnic and an all-day church activity, so there will not be an evening service this Sunday at Doers of the Word. Also, tomorrow at 10 a.m., Doers of the Word, you are required to be at the pavilion. It's pavilion cleanup duty, so that's tomorrow, 10 a.m., Doers of the Word meet at the pavilion. Now, let me ask you this, because the folks out there, we're seeing things happening that you will not hear, and then like what John just said to you. A lot of times, John, we can't really give all the good news because it could put some people's life in danger. In some of these areas where people are getting saved, we don't want to draw a lot of attention to it because really today for the what they call the mainstream media, they look down on this. They're not happy about people getting saved at all, are they?
Oh no, they're whatever is for God, they are 100% against Pastor Ernie.
And so a lot of times we have to be careful because it's good news, but it could put some people in danger, couldn't it?
Mr. Ernie, I'll give you an example. The leadership in my ministry in Pakistan, the city that they were in was just attacked by the Muslims, and our church was burnt down along with 22 other, and 72 homes of Christians were burnt to the ground. This just happened.
All righty. Patricia in New Jersey pledges $105. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you. And we know that what happens is one of the reasons, you know, we really can't go into a lot of this. It would actually encourage others out there that are anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-Christian, if they heard, you know, about what some of what was taking place, the persecution, it would actually encourage them. Again, when I tell you that in America today, Satanism, the Church of Satan, because the Church of Satan, they're growing up, they're all over, they're opening up these satanic churches, and it's all because it's a sign, it's a very, very clear sign of the end times. The imminent return of our Lord is very, very soon. And so what's happened is the Democratic Party is openly now embracing, they're openly embracing the satanic church here in America. Now, you have like the United Church of Christ and that have apostatized, and they literally go over to them and literally their church services, many of them are virtually satanic services. So these are the days we're living in today. Now, when these children, when they see the boldness in the parents and the adults and boldness in other children, is that a real encouragement? Because the world out there is set to discourage and dishearten the children. So what kind of a response when you guys go in there And some of these children, they see what's happening. Well, what kind of response do you get?
Well, I can speak for, like, you know, we have student leaders, and the Lord's given me some really fiery, young, powerful soldiers who are all in. They're young, they're bold, they're courageous, and they're fearless, and they're all in with Jesus. And so, like, even in some of the skate parks, I have a young student leader named Isaac, and he is, man, in 26 years of doing street ministry and winning thousands of souls, like, he's my favorite person to roll with, and he just turned 17.